This is Carl the Jackal Frampton.
Hi, this is David Healy.
Hello, this is Stephen Ferris.
Hi, I'm Bethany Ferris.
Hi, this is Joey Barton.
And Jonas Gutierrez.
Hi, this is Harry Kuehl.
And you're listening to The Score.
The Score with Michael Clark. I'm a man.
Welcome along to The Score with me, Michael Clark. We have a bumper edition of this week's show where we're looking at the Irish Cup with two teams hoping to provide a giant killing in the form of Harland and Wolff Welders and Ballyclare Comrades as they prepare to take on Premiership opposition in the quarterfinals. And we look ahead to next weekend's League Cup final with six guests, three from Linfield and three from Corian. Strap yourselves in. It's a busy show. It's all coming up right here on The Score.
The Score with Michael Clark.
Now, let us kick off the programme. All eyes on the Irish Cup in this first half of the show and one Friday night fixture. What a game it is. People look around when the fixtures are drawn and say, could there be a giant killing? Well, the Welders have already produced one. Can they produce another? Larne are coming to Blanchflower Stadium. It is a huge game under the lights. And joining us from the Welders, a familiar voice to listeners of the programme and indeed to fans of the Irish League. It's a welcome return for Johnny Fraser. Johnny, good to have you on.
Michael, thanks very much for having us. And by the way, there's been two upsets that we've had, not one. We've beaten Uri and Glenavon, so I just have to correct you on that.
Oh, well, tell you what, I will give you that. You've been doing so well lately that I'm not even calling that an upset. And I'm upsetting Uri City fans right at the start. Well, there you go then. Two, can you make it three?
You know, hopefully. You know, there's no under no illusions. Larne are the best team, you know, in the country right now. They're flying and you know, with a huge amount of respect for, you know, their club and what they're being able to do this year. But we have full, you know, belief in our ability as a football team, our ability to get results. We will need to ride our luck if we are to get the result that we want, if we are to get through. So, you know, maybe if we play them 100 times, they might win 99. But, you know, we have full belief that the one time that we can, you know, get through the next round is going to be Friday night. So, we're giving them the respect they deserve, but we're, you know, confident that we can get something out of the game.
What's the secret to claiming these Premiership scalps? Because 9 times out of 10, normally, it doesn't happen, does it, for the team outside of the league? And people have been looking at the Premiership this season and saying how rare it is for the teams in the bottom half to beat the top half. So teams in the Championship to beat the bottom half of the Premiership. How are you turning this into a bit of a habit?
I mean, I just think so much, like, don't get me wrong, a lot of it is to do with on the day and a little bit of luck. A lot of it's to do with, you know, confidence. You know, if we look at, you know, Glenavon and Uri, the times when we play them, they're maybe on a little bit of a bad run. And on the flip side, when we are playing, we've obviously been on a lot of a very good run in the Championship. So you've got a team who's high on confidence and winning games, playing a team that's low on confidence and not winning games. And it doesn't matter, you know, what league they're in, that kind of confidence goes a long way in football. That's why, you know, managers like David Jeffrey have been so brilliant, because they're able to put confidence within their players. So a lot of it comes down to that. Obviously, that doesn't apply to Friday night because, you know, I assume Larne are flying on, you know, their top of the league and they're certainly the informed team in the Premiership right now. But, you know, we kind of will just apply the same principles. We know what we're good at. We have a bit of a game plan to try and get something out of the game. And, you know, we've certainly good players that are at the Welders. And, you know, hopefully we can notch or nab a goal, maybe early on, maybe late on. And then, see how the game pans out.
It certainly doesn't need to be pretty at this stage. It is a results business, and I'm sure by hook or by crook, if you could somehow make your way through to the semi-final, you'll not really be doing too much worrying about how it happens.
No, 100%. You know, it could be a 40-yard strike from Michael McClellan, which he probably will try at least four times in the game, or it could be a scramble over the back post goal from Kyle Owens. You know, it really doesn't matter. We don't care how the ball goes in the net. We don't care if it's in penalties after we've been battered for 90 minutes. That's just, you know, the kind of... That's the way the cup goes. You know, that all that matters is getting through the next round. So, you know, we're certainly going to go and try and you know, play some good football. And obviously, it'd be nice to score some nice goals. But, you know, at the end of the day, we don't really care how they go in. We just want them to go in.
Lauren's form speaks for itself. They are the favourites now to go on and win the Premiership. They want to win their first ever Irish Cup as well, if they can manage it, having already lifted the County Antrim Shield. That shows you the ambition and the talent. Well, everyone is aware of it there. But the Welders' story this season, really, really impressive. Now in the top half of the Championship. In this, it's more than a purple patch, isn't it, Johnny? It seems like you've really figured things out.
Yeah, I mean, this is the direction that the Welders should be going. How we're playing right now, and yes, of course, look, it's really difficult to string wins together in the Championship, and even for the best teams in the Championship for the past, you know, number of years, it's difficult to kind of, everybody always says everybody can beat everybody in the Championship, so, you know, it's tough to kind of string the type of run that we have together, so, you know, it's great we've been able to do that, but, you know, with the quality of the squad that we have, you know, it's almost disappointing, because if we had just got our act together a little bit earlier, we might have been right up there in the mix. But for us, it's really just about building for next year. This is the direction that the club wants to go. This is not, we don't want this to be a one-off, this type of big game, this type of quarterfinal. This is, you know, the type of games that we want to be playing in, you know, in the Premiership, in the later rounds of the Cups. So this is hopefully going to give us a little bit of a taste of it. And obviously test ourselves against, you know, a top opposition. But, you know, this is where we want to be going forward. And you know, I think we have really turned to, you know, it's really impressive, I think, to be honest, you know, given where we were earlier in the season and how down things were. And we kind of stuck with our principles and we stuck at it. And, you know, the boys kept grinding away. And now, you know, I think we're starting to reap some of the rewards.
Well, Knockbreda found out the hard way, didn't they? 7-1 that win last week. And talk about statement results. If you were wanting to kind of play your way into a quarterfinal selection for your manager, there's quite a few boys that manage that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think if we had, you could have potentially maybe rested a few or took the foot off the gas a little bit. But, you know, that's not how the Welders operate. The Welders want to go out and win every single game that they're involved in. You know, Saturday was no different. This Friday's no different. And, you know, like I said earlier, it's the confidence, and we're really playing with a lot of confidence up front. We've got two absolutely fantastic strikers who are able to put the ball in the back of the net. And that's Megan McClellan and Matthew Ferg, so I'm not counting myself in that. And then we've got, you know, the defence have really pulled through for us in this run of games that we've been on, and we've now, you know, a fantastic goalkeeper and Mikey. So, you know, look, everybody's just really playing their part. It's going to be a, you know, we've a lot of new lads are cup tied for the game, which is unfortunate. But, you know, even out of the boys that are left, you know, I think the manager has a few tough selections to make because of the performances over the past number of weeks. But, you know, that's a good position to be in, and a different one that we were in compared to earlier on the season.
Paul Key's had a huge impact, hasn't he, since he's come in?
Yeah, I mean, the professionalism of the club has been through the roof. The way that we're doing things, the backroom staff that he's brought in as well, you know, Paul will be the first to tell you that it hasn't just been, you know, himself, it's been the strength of the backroom staff that he's brought in, plus, you know, Johnny, who is the physio who's existing there, he's a huge part of, you know, the success that we have as well, or that we're having. And yeah, just the professionalism and the plans that he has for the club, I think everybody's really, really bought into. You know, the infrastructure that we have there at the Welders, you know, there's a real opportunity to build a hub for football and be a Premiership team. It'd be great to have, you know, Premiership crowds at that stadium week in, week out. And look, the professionalism is something that I think is, as the way that this game is going in this country, it can only be a good thing to kind of bring more professionalism, bring more young players in who can kind of get used to that type of thing, so that when they do make the step to the Glen Torrens and then Fields, which is what the ambition of any player should be, that they're able to make that step a lot easier.
What's the day going to be like itself? We're pulling the curtain back a little bit for the audience. We're speaking on Thursday because I didn't want to interrupt you ahead of such a crucial match on game day. But tell us about what your Friday is going to be like with the Welders. It's a big day in store. It's not just show up an hour before kickoff or anything like that.
No, 100%. And look, even touching on the professionalism of the club and what Paul is doing to change that. The club have been absolutely brilliant, and you know, we're making a full day of it. We're doing all the preparations the right way. It's as if a professional team would. We're meeting early, we're getting fed, we're doing some meetings, some tactics, a little bit of a light training session, and then we're all going to relax together before the game, before kind of coming together again and get more food put on for us, and then hopefully taking the game to Larne. So, you know, it's a full professional kind of day that we're trying to make of it. And again, hopefully this gives the players, the club, a bit of the appetite of where we want this, the direction of this club to go. But, you know, again, the Welders are so good to their players. It's a fantastic club that looks after their players, and it's just another example of how, you know, they're rewarding us for kind of getting to the quarterfinal by treating it with the respect it deserves.
You haven't been coming into training this week with your Irish Cup winner's medal, no?
No, I haven't, but that's a good idea. I might rock up with it tomorrow. I'm actually really glad you said that, because I'm definitely going to rock up tomorrow and with my Irish League or my Irish Cup medal. It's a good idea. Now, I have been reminding everybody at every single chance that I've got, you know, what it's like to win it and the stories from my time. And definitely everybody's getting sick of me rambling on. But, you know, I'll have that to the day I die, and I'll continue to bring it up.
And as much as you love bantering everybody, it is something you're really proud of, and rightly so. Just how special is that a possession to own?
I mean, it's the proudest moment of my career, especially when I'm at a club like Glentoran. You know, Glentoran's a really enjoyable time there, and the fan base that club has within East Belfast is incredible. And I'll always be really grateful for being part of a team that brought some success to East Belfast. And you know, coming down, it was COVID, so there was only 500 allowed at the game. But I remember coming on the bus down the Newton Arch Road after, and it really was overflowing. You know, there was fans and flares everywhere, and it's a memory that'll hold close, you know, forever. But you know, the only thing that I think could trump it would be winning it with the Welders, and you know, we can dream.
Absolutely nothing wrong with that. It's a massive game. The BBC cameras will be there. I'm sure all your teammates will have their hair looking pristine, nice shiny boots, all the rest of it. And by the sounds of it, you're going to be well looked after by the club on the day as well. A taste of professional football for anyone that hasn't had it. And, well, par to you. It's a brilliant occasion, I'm sure. And thank you very much for giving us an idea of what the preparation's been like from the Welders' perspective. Johnny, great talking to you.
No problem, Michael. Thanks for having me.
The Score with Michael Clark.
It's time to welcome our next guest on to The Score, another championship club hoping they can produce a cup set. Ballyclare comrades welcome Ballymena United to Dixon Park on Saturday in their quarterfinal. From the comrades, their assistant manager, Chris Ramsey. Chris, good to talk to you.
Yeah, Michael, thanks very much for having me on.
Feels like it's a good time to be having a big cup game at the Comrades. Things are going well for yourselves at the moment, on a good run of form.
Yeah, the last few weeks we've found a bit of form. Three wins in a row, probably after having a bit of a poor month with January and fitting into February as well. But yeah, we're in good form in the last couple of weeks. So yeah, we're looking forward to Saturday then.
Big excitement for you and the players. What's it been like preparing for Ballymena United?
Yeah, it's been really good. As I said, the form we've had the last couple of weeks, we're coming into it with a wee bit of momentum. Now, we know what we're going to be facing against Ballymena. We're playing against the Premiership club. David Jeffrey, the manager, probably the best manager in the Irish League history. So we're under no illusions that we're going to be facing a bit of an uphill task. But I think I've said to all the boys this weekend, like, we'll just go and we'll give it our best, and we'll see where it takes us.
You've had to dig in deep, I think it's fair to say, in the last couple of rounds, doing it with 10 men against Dullingstown, and then in the last round, a 1-0 win away at Institute. But it shows a level of resolve as well, doesn't
It does, yeah. I think the first game, we were down to 10 men just after half an hour. So we'd over an hour with 10 men. And we were still comfortable within the game, that game against Dollingstown, and managed to hold on to a 1-0 win. Same with the game at Institute. It was kind of a set piece that we wanted on. So, yeah, we've done so well so far. Obviously not conceding so far in the Cup. And as I said before, it's going to be a different task this weekend. We're going to be facing a Premiership team, Premiership players. Everything that they do is going to be a wee bit quicker than probably what we're used to. But all we can do is turn up and do our best that we can, and we'll see what the game brings.
For anyone not aware of, you know, how things have been going at Ballyclare, haven't maybe been keeping an eye on your season, how would you sum up the campaign and your squad as a whole?
So far, a bit of a roller coaster, just based on we started off the season really, really well. We had three wins in our first three games. And then it took maybe two or three games before we got our next win after that. And I think that's what you find with a lot of teams within the Championship, is just that consistency of, I think, obviously the most consistent team every year will obviously win it, regardless of what level. But I think Loughgall have showed that if you can consistently put wins together, maybe shore up your defence, then you're going to run away with the league. And to be fair, they are at the minute. On the squad as a whole, we have some really talented players. We're quite a young squad that we put together. A couple of older heads we've brought in, Howard Beverley, Conor McGrandles. But on a side of that, I think the average age is probably around 20, 21. So we are quite a young squad with players that are ambitious to push on and hopefully play at the Premiership level at some stage. And I think this Saturday gives them a bit of a good chance to see if they're at that level yet, or what work they need to do to push on to get to that level.
What's it like? Have you accepted, you know, as an assistant manager now, you know, as a grown-up, you have to be one of these experienced, sensible heads, Chris?
I try my best to be honest, but I think a lot of the boys, if you ask them, they'll tell you that I'm a bit of a messer around the group as well. And they're obviously, whenever, that's mostly before change training, in the changing rooms around the group. I still have that kind of playing head on me, but I think whenever training starts, matches starts, warm up starts, everything, that there is that switch now that I've realised that I'm there to do a job now as a coach. Still have that good relationship with the players, but I think a lot of them do respect what I say and they'll listen. And it's now a good learning curve as well to kind of get used to that side of things, where you start training, then everything has changed and you come away from that player mentality.
How have you found being part of the coaching staff? I mean, when did you know that Stephen Small wanted you as his assistant?
It was after, obviously, just whenever he came in, I knew he was one of the ones that was going to be interviewed for the job. And I'd obviously stepped in when Paul had left his role the last and stepped in for three games. And to be fair, we actually done quite well. We get a bit of a roller coaster of emotions again. Hammered the first game against the Arch 5-0. Conceded a late equaliser away to Loughall in the second game, and then won the third game. So once I knew Stevie was getting the interview, I've known Stevie for quite a while, to be honest. He's worked with some of my family members within the last 10 years. And then obviously he was coach at Cliftonville whenever I was there with him. I think he had seen that I was still young, kind of in playing wise, but he knew that I was interested in coaching, and he gave me a call after his interview and said, look, if he gets the job, would he be interested in coming in? And it's been brilliant for underneath him so far.
Well, I know, speaking to Stephen, and just to embarrass you, he's been speaking very highly of you, Chris, so it seems like it's a good partnership.
It is, yeah. Do you know what? He gives me a lot of freedom. He does. He puts a lot of trust in me and he obviously respects what I say. He knows that what I'm saying is the right thing for the team majority of the time, to be honest, Michael. But he does. He puts a lot of trust in me, and we seem to agree on a lot of the same things, be that either what way we want the team to play, what way we want the team to set up, or even within changes within games. And yeah, he does. It's a good relationship. Stevie's very positive coach. He always wants to focus on the things that the teams have done well, and that's something that I'm trying to learn now, because I think even with games that we've done well in, I'm coming in and I'm saying, I think we've we could maybe work on this a bit better, but it's something that I'm learning from him, and he's obviously a very experienced coach, very experienced manager, and he's brilliant for me to learn off at the minute.
And it must be a nice distraction from the league. You know, you've talked about how it has been, you know, full of ups and downs. You're in the top half of the table at the moment. You'll be hoping you can continue to push on, but looking at the cup, what an incentive for those young players to say, look, you've at least reached an Irish Cup quarter final, which is, not to patronise anyone, a real achievement for championship teams, because once you get to the stage where you're playing, you know, the teams from leagues above, etc., it is such a big ask, and you might be able to pull off something, and if not, the experience is beneficial, but if you go beyond it, wow, it's the stuff of dreams, and it's the stuff people will be talking about for years to come.
Yeah, I'll be honest, there are probably some players that are playing within the Irish League now that they can't actually say they've played in a cup quarter final, and I think it's a big thing for our players to say, especially at such a young age, that they've reached this stage so far. Going into Saturday, can they reach an even better stage, getting towards a semi final? But as I said before, we do know that we're coming in against the Premiership team, and we are going to be underdogs, but we will give it everything to get through. We're really looking forward to it. It is a bit of a distraction from the league, which does help sometimes. The good thing is, with the group that we have, last week we haven't been talking about it at all. We had a massive game against Dundella last week, and that was where our full focus was. As soon as that was over on the Saturday, we said, finally, we can now look to this Ballymena game. You can enjoy it. You can enjoy the build-up. There is going to be media contacting players. Enjoy it, because sometimes it might not happen. This could be the last time. It could happen for some players. So, yeah, it's just been a case of get last Saturday out of the way, get the league sorted, and then now we're looking forward towards this cup game.
And have you any plans for earlier in the day on Saturday? Are you getting them in early? Are you doing anything special, or are you just treating it like another match?
I treat it like a normal match. Me and my son are booked in for a haircut. That's probably the most exciting part of it, the pre-match plan. That's it. I think the club are looking to put a bit of breakfast on for us, but I think Stevie and myself have just said, look, just let the players prepare the way they normally do. You know what players are like. Some of them have superstitions. Some of them want to eat at certain times. So, no, we just let them do their own thing on match days, and then obviously come and meet up at the time and look forward to the game.
You're not superstitious, are you?
I try not to be, but yeah.
You've definitely got a superstitious. Go ahead then, what is it?
No, I don't even have a particular superstition. It's just more of a case of, if we win and I've wore like a certain thing, I'll try my best to be wearing the same thing in the next game. Just likes his socks. I think me and another member of the backroom staff, we're the same. If we win on a Saturday and we wore the same, we'll have to have the same kit that we're wearing next week. So, yes, yeah, no pre-match superstitions, but apart from that.
Okay, that's interesting. And and how would you say the burger van holds up at Dixon Park for anyone that hasn't been there in a wee while?
I don't know whether you're saying this because I've put on a bit of weight or something, Michael, recently, but Burger Van, it'll be there. The guy's actually a big fan as well, and so yeah, get yourself down there and get a burger as well beforehand. Avoiding it though.
I'm asking
too many of the players.
These are the big burning questions that travelling fans want. You know, when they haven't been to the ground in a wee while, they're going, hope they've still got a Burger Van down there. So the Burger Van at Dixon Park, he's there.
Yep.
He'll be ready. And you can go and you can treat yourself. Because the one at the Ballymena Showgrounds is they're pulling out some top performances this season, and I definitely have been enjoying them, Chris.
I'm trying my best to avoid them.
Well, you see, this is because you could still end up playing. That's the huge difference there.
Please don't say that, Michael. Please don't say that.
When I am at Solitude and listening to them going around the grounds, I want to hear, and Chris Ramsey's just been brought on.
No chance. No chance of that. Only in emergencies, and I think we're okay this weekend.
Hope he's got his lucky socks will be the reply. Chris, great to have you on. Best of luck. Brilliant game ahead. Love this stage of the competition too. It's so exciting, especially when you've got the potential, and I know people say it's the hope that can kill you, but it's great to dream at this stage too. Ballyclare comrades against Ballymena United should be another great game. Chris, pleasure having you on. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Michael.
The Score with Michael Clark.
There you go. the thoughts of Ballyclare Comrades assistant manager Chris Ramsay here on The Score. The other quarterfinals taking place in the Irish Cup this weekend: Cliftonville against Dungannon Swifts and Crusaders against Glentoran. The match at Seaview certainly is the tie of the round in terms of two juggernauts of Irish League football going head to head. Crusaders won the last meeting with Glentoran at Seaview, with Glentoran repaying that with a win at the Oval in January. How will this one pan out? Glentoran have had, well, a bit of a bump again, haven't they? They lost in the league and then they've drawn. That's made people think that it's maybe just not going to be their season in terms of the Premiership. They'd started to look under Rodney McAree like a team that could go on and win their games in hand, but no disgrace in losing at Solitude against Cliftonville. How will they fare this weekend in the Irish Cup? Will there be a semi-final in their future, or will it be the holders who progress? And Cliftonville, Dungannon, Swifts, teams at differing ends of the table. When you look at the Premiership standings, Cliftonville currently second, whereas Dungannon, Swifts second from bottom. 42 league points between them. It is a cup game, but you look at the head-to-head record between the teams. Cliftonville have won every single meeting between the teams dating back to Dungannon's last victory over them, which was in the tail end of 2020. So it has been quite some time since Dungannon Swifts have enjoyed anything against Cliftonville, and that was a home success. Their last win at the Reds was in the Irish Cup in January 2019, a 1-0 win. So you're looking at 4-plus years there. Big job ahead of that one for Dean Shields and his team. Just to quickly keep ourselves right before we move on to the League Cup, two matches taking place in the Danske Bank Premiership on Saturday. That's Newry City against Glenavon. Will Newry City get another win against Glenavon as they look to try and fight off any perils of being dragged into a relegation battle? Portadown trying to drag themselves out of one, play Carrick Rangers. The visitors would go seventh if they win that game. Carrick are in action again on Tuesday at home against Glentoran. Coleraine play Ballymena United and Larne play Linfield. There'll be mention of those two matches involving Linfield and Coleraine in our next segment, where we're talking all things League Cup final. It's next Sunday. Let's look ahead, because on Wednesday I went along to Windsor Park for the media night to chat to six men involved in next weekend's final between Linfield and Coleraine.
The Score with Michael Clark.
And first up is Linfield boss David Healy. I began by asking him about the two games he has to prepare for next week. In many ways, it will feel like two finals, won't it?
Yeah, there were a few big games coming up, obviously, first and foremost, with Larne in the league. I'm sure that will take care of itself. But, you know, the League Cup final is one that I attended the League Cup final last year, and, you know, credit to everybody at Niffl for the advertisement of it, and, you know, the just the pure excitement of it. Normally when you go to games and you sort of leave within the last sort of 15-20 minutes of the game, you've probably seen enough. But, you know, myself as a neutral there last year, sat it out, and it was an incredible game, and one that, you know, at the time, being on TV, live TV, with, you know, a good audience watching it and a huge attendance here at the ground. So when we set out on the journey this year, it was one that you're sort of thinking we'd love to be part of that. Everybody talks about the Irish Cup and the Irish Cup and the special and et cetera and whatever else. But the League Cup was one, certainly myself as the manager and the players and the club. From the start, we took incredibly serious. We wanted to progress. And thankfully, we're in the final with an opportunity to be successful.
You've won the competition before, the victory against Ballymena a few years ago. Always great to be back in finals. How prepared do you think your players are for this final?
Yeah, you know, all in all, the players, you know, we've good experience in the dressing room. There'll be a few in the dressing room. It's the first sort of League Cup final. Again, my message is always, certainly, and I include myself in that, is when you get the Cup final, you want to maximise the opportunities of being successful, because you never know. It might be people's first that, you know, with others there multiple times, been in League Cup finals and Irish Cup finals and other sort of domestic finals, but, you know, it may be our last, because you never know, especially with the level of competition and the competitive edge now in the league. So, you know, we take every final as it comes, and I can't wait. You know, we want to be successful. We set out on the road to be successful. We'll need to play well to beat Cork in, and that's always the aim, because the last time we played in the cup final against Ballymena, I think our performance was average. We found a way to win that day. We were riding the crest of a wave, and as a group, performance-wise, it was probably under par, but we found a way, and you know, that's what's important in cup finals. Would I take an under par performance and be successful against Coleraine? 1,000,000%.
Do you have any sort of superstition or fear about playing a team so close to having played them before?
Not really. We've done it a few times. I go back to one of the first years when I was in the round of league. I think we played Ballymena in a County Antrim final. We played Ballymena in the league, and then we played Ballymena 2 or 3 days later in the Irish Cup, and they all sort of come in, and you always sort of felt at the time you're not always going to win all three. I think we won the Irish Cup game and the league game, but we lost the County Antrim final in my first year. But again, the result and the performance, and I certainly will not have any burn that we beat Coleraine quite recently. So one thing we'll drive into the dressing room is Coleraine will be better. I hope that we're going to be better. And on the day, with the little bits of breaks that you hope that you get, that can make you successful.
And not to be unkind, but penalties certainly have been unkind this season. Have you done a bit of extra prep on those? I'm sure at all costs you just want to avoid them.
Yeah, of course. It'd be nice to, I'm sure for both teams, the main goal is could you go and win it in 90 minutes. But I think we've done what we can. And again, penalties, you can, and I'm always a big advocate of, yeah, everybody practices penalties and everybody wants to prepare for penalties. And we certainly, you know, we've certainly prepared for penalties in the County Antrim final, the European game that we played and ended up ultimately losing in the end. But can you actually replicate that feeling of emotion, the crowd, the different sort of atmosphere that you feel when you practice penalties here? Probably not. But again, it's a mental block that we need to get over as a club. And if it did go to penalties, you know, we've obviously done a little bit of work already. In preparation for that with you know, the Coleraine penalty takers. Does it mean that you're going to be successful when it comes to it? We'll wait and see.
And just finally, with the Larne game being such a big game, do you have to make sure players don't play with any sort of trepidation or fear, because we're all sort of selfish? Well, you know, you want to play in a cup final, nobody wants to get injured. You've suffered quite a few injuries recently. How do you manage that, and what do you say to the players?
I think it's easily manageable, because again, I know Coleraine play on the Tuesday night. It's a derby against Ballymena, so I can't imagine the Coleraine players, and Oran in particular, is going to be sending his players out to just take it easy tonight and play probably 50-60%, lads, because it won't be accepted, and it certainly won't be accepted. The players understand if selected when they put their foot on the pitch against Larne, that they need to perform, because if they don't perform, they may not play in the cup final. So first and foremost, they need to perform, and that gives you, hopefully it gives us an extra sort of incentive against Larne to go and play well, because there's cup final just around the corner.
So that is what the Linfield manager has had to say. What about Coleraine's boss, Oran Kearney? The Bandsiders have made it to 3 consecutive League Cup finals. That's an impressive achievement. They won one, and most recently, they've lost one. They don't want to be on the losing end this time around, though, clearly.
Yeah, we'd like to, you know, obviously we'd like to be away with the win and to put that record back to a positive one. So it's been great. We've had a great run in this competition for the last 2 or 3 years. Albeit the result in last year's final wasn't brilliant, but just you'd still rather be there for the experience.
When people talk about cup football, some managers talk about it being a distraction, but it seems like Coleraine really relish the cup competitions.
I just think the way, and we've always relished the cup competitions, and we always try our utmost in all of the cup competitions. And I think particularly the way the league has gone now, and the way the landscape has changed, it's even more important, and there's more of an emphasis there. So, you know, as I say, we've had a really good record in this competition the last few years. Being in the final last year, it was a brilliant occasion, and all that goes with it. Yes, the outcome wasn't what we wanted, but I would still have rather have been there than not and be watching it on TV. Ideally, this year we want to go a stage further and enjoy it all, but enjoy it even more if we win that.
Does that final factor into the team talk in any ways? Because that was a game that you were 2-0 up. I don't need to tell you this, but just for the point of recapping, 2-0 up with 15 minutes to go. So it really is never over, the old cliche, until it's over.
No, and we knew that on the day. And, you know, I think we've had wholesale change in the summer. We've maybe 12 out and 10 in. So we'll have a few players in the change room who'll be sitting there and we'll be able to relate to that last year. There'll be a lot of players in the change room who don't have the scars of that experience. So for us, we tend not to look back. It's more looking forward, and it's very much about trying to control what we can do on the day. So for us, it's about going and trying to hit a good performance level and give ourselves a chance to win the game.
I've talked to Linfield about injuries, talked to you about injuries. I mean, it's a squad. You've tried to not talk about it too much, but at times been very thin as a result of that. A big derby game against Ballymena United before the cup final. I'm sure you're wanting everyone to come through it unscathed.
Yeah, we thankfully had a few bodies back last night to training, which will help us moving forward, and we'll get a good week's training done this week, and then ideally we'll get that game next Tuesday night, which will hopefully leave us in good stead moving into the final.
Will it be a game that you make changes with the final in mind, do you think? Or
not at all, no, not at all. And you know, the final take care of itself 4 or 5 days afterwards, whatever it may be. For us, you know, we've still a big agenda with the league. We want to try and push as far as we can. We've already beat our total of last year, and we want to try and beat it by more. So with that, there's a huge amount to play for in the league. So, you know, we'll put full focus on the Ballymena game first, and then the final look after itself.
How much do you think the final will determine your overall assessment of the season? I'm putting my own opinion slightly out here, Oran, but when you look at last year, it felt like at Corian there was a real disappointment last year. Maybe that could be seen in the turnover at the end. Change was required. It feels like there's more contentment this time around.
Possibly, but I think last year as well, our league position, we were very much stuck in sixth. I don't think there was any chance of us hitting third or second or making any type of changes there. And I think I knew it, the players knew it, the fans knew it, everybody knew it. And then to lose the final, I think, compounded that. And we were literally putting in time, you know, to get to the playoff at the end of the season. As I say, this season, albeit we're sitting fifth or we're in and around that same area, but our points total is very different already. As I say, we're 3 points more better off than we were after 38 games last year. But also we're a lot closer to those two or three teams above us as well. So there's so much to play for, not just this final next Sunday, but the 8 games we have in the league. You know, we've 9 massive games between now and the end of the season. And as you say, I think naturally it's just got a different feel to it.
Do you think it's going to be harder for the teams that aren't full-time to keep up going forwards, and when you look at the investment, or is that something that you're confident that you'll be able to do? I know it's a massive challenge.
It is. But we keep finding a way, and I'm pleased to say that. You know, we've had good results against all of the top six last year. Likewise, they've had good results against us as well. I think the head-to-heads throughout the top six have been really, really tough and quite evenly spread this year. So I think it's big credit to ourselves and Cliftonville in particular, where we're able to be in and around those teams, and on most days we're showing that we're pretty much on par and around that same level. And I think it's big credit to both clubs, but it's only going to get tougher, but it's up to us, and that's a challenge. We've got to keep finding ways of hitting these finals and also trying to perform in the league.
Do people outside put too much emphasis on the full-time stuff, you know, when you see what you and Cliftonville as examples can do?
I don't know about that, because there is a huge advantage to it. At the end of the day, in any walk of life, if you're having 8 or 10 hours contact time compared to 20 or 30 hours contact time, you would like to think over the course that it's going to have an impact on that. So it's black and white in relation to that aspect of it. We just have to work smarter, and we have ways and means of going about it, of trying to ensure that we stay as fit and as organised as those teams are.
And finally, the size, the scale of the final last year was fantastic. Biggest game in the country in terms of attendance. They're trying to do that again and smash the number this year. How exciting is that to see the additional work going into to give you and give the players that sort of occasion to play for? It's not just a final, it's an incredibly well-attended final and showcased on Sky Sports.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And, you know, we had the privilege of playing in it last year, albeit with not the result that we wanted. But the occasion was brilliant. You know, the crowd was brilliant. The arena was brilliant. All aspects of it were really good last year. And ideally, we just want it to be the same again this year.
Both bosses have had their say. Now let's hear from some players. And we'll start with two men who have enjoyed very good first seasons with their clubs. Daniel Finlayson of Linfield on the way in just a moment. But first, let's hear from former Larne man Lee Lynch. And my first question to him was just how excited is he for next Sunday's final?
Yeah, obviously great. Watched it on TV last year. Obviously, it was a great game, great spectacle for the league. And obviously, it's turned out to be another big crowd here again. So obviously, for Coleraine to be back there a second year in a row is great, and happy to be a part of it this year.
You look like you've really settled in quickly with the club. What's this first season been like for you?
Yeah, I think it's been, obviously it's been amazing joining the club. Obviously Oran's been excellent, the boys have been excellent with me. We've signed a good few players, I think, so I think that can become hard in itself if we don't gel. And obviously we had a mixed start as well, but I think we're finishing strong, which is a good thing. And obviously a lot of players have signed long contracts, so we'd be hoping to build on that as the year goes. But for personally, I've been delighted, obviously. I have a lot of assists this year. I wish I scored a bit more goals, but there's still time left in the season and to help out the boys. But other than that, I'm delighted.
When you made the decision to go to Coleraine, what was it that sold the club to you when you were leaving Larne?
Well, I suppose there was a lot of interest there, and I suppose as a player you need to take your time with your family and just decide. And obviously after speaking with Oran and stuff like that, I felt it was the right move. And look, I had a great time at Larne, love my time at Larne. There's some great people there, and obviously they've had a great year so far this year as well. And that's what happens in football, you move on and you go on to pastures new, and I'm really enjoying myself now as well.
Well, before you have the final, of course, on Sunday, you have the small matter of a derby match against Ballymena United. It's a question I've been asking David Healy. Managing the workload as a player, what's it like at this time of the year when you have a derby game and a cup final within a few days of each other?
Yeah, look, obviously it's difficult, but there's nothing we can do as players. As I suppose other people have said to you, you can't. You just need to focus on the next game. And obviously, look, we're still in that hunt for the league, and we want to get points on the board against Ballymena. Obviously, we lost to Linfield here previously in the league last week, so we want to get another 3 points on the board. It turns out it's a derby, so look, it'll be another hard game. Like every game is now to the end of the season, but we'll be looking to get 3 points, deal with that game, and then go into the cup final, hopefully full of confidence.
I'm not going to subject you to an Irish League pop quiz or anything like that, but I'm just interested to hear what your thoughts are on the league, having played in it for a few seasons now. Did you know much about it before you came to the Irish League?
Only a small bit. One or two people. Jason McGuinness came up to Cliftonville, I think, at the time, who I'd know from my time at Sligo. And through Gerard Little, being honest, who I'm close enough with. So, look, he spoke very highly of it. And I think it's grown year on year. As you've seen, a lot of players are coming up here now from the South, from Scotland, from England as well. And I think this year just proves that how competitive it is, especially between the top six teams. There's not really a lot in it. And I think for the neutrals or for people that really love the league, I think that's great to see, because it's going down to the wire, and that's amazing. And every game towards the end of the season now was big, big, big emphasis on it, so it's great for everyone involved in the league, I think.
A lot of people have been wondering whether the full-time clubs are almost impossible to keep up with, but it seems that when you look at the top half, there are teams that aren't full-time doing a very good job of it.
Yeah, obviously it's very difficult with the contact time on the pitch, but I personally think it's a positive thing. I think if there's the full-time teams progressing and wanting to strive for more and better and kind of get ahead of the pack, I think everyone else needs to keep up. And I think you've seen that this year, that even the so-called part-time teams are still signing well, they're still trying to stay in there, and I think that helps the league grow. And I think, as everyone can agree, this year has been so positive for everyone involved in the league, so long may it continue, and hopefully it keeps growing.
And with the cup final looking like it's going to have another massive crowd as it did last year, how exciting for you is that? I think every player wants to play in front of big crowds, don't they?
Yeah, of course. Every player wants to be involved in big crowds. And look, I suppose last year's cup final was a great cup final as well. And obviously the Irish Cup is big. It's in every league as well. So as players, you want to be on fighting on all fronts in every big competition. And yeah, look, it's going to be amazing. It'll be a great day out, but obviously nothing's won yet. You have to go try and win it, and if you don't, obviously you're going to be gutted, and your team and your fans are going to be gutted, but we're going to try and go out and give it our all, and hopefully we can bring it home this year.
Well, Daniel, great first season with Linfield. How have you found it?
Yeah, I've found it brilliant. It's been a good start for me personally. I've played a lot of games. I've probably been my most consistent season so far. I've loved it. The the fans, the boys have welcomed me in brilliantly, and I think that's what you need for a good start.
Great introduction to the Irish League as well, a league full of pressure and plenty of good attacking players for you to defend against. You've held your own rightly.
Yeah, of course. You know, the league's full of talent. There's a lot of good young wingers that I come up against every week. Just feels like they keep coming. But no, you know, I back myself as a defender, and I think I've done pretty well against most of them. But, you know, again, there's a lot of good talented players, and, you know, that's what you want. You want to test yourself against the best players, and I'm doing that.
Has Linfield matched up to your expectations in terms of what you'd heard about the club and then what it's been like?
Yeah, of course. I knew a lot about Linfield before coming over. But no, it's a massive club. Everyone knows that. The fans, you know, the size of the club, the stadium, you know, it's perfect for like a young player coming. But no, the expectations is always to win here, and that kind of matches my kind of mentality and my kind of like way of playing. So no, definitely, it's definitely lived up to its expectation.
Pressure's on now, isn't it? It's that time of the season where everybody's looking. You can be heroes, you can be failures very, very quickly, and it's a fickle game. How are you managing that and trying to take it a game at a time? Larne on Tuesday, Cup Final Sunday.
No, yeah, if they, you know, we're still massively in the league title, and Tuesday's a big game. But no, every game we go into, we're looking to win. I think there's 10, 11 games, but they're all cup finals for us, and we're just looking to get maximum points. You know, there's no other way about it. We need to win.
How have you found working with David Healy? What's he added to your game?
No, the gaffer's been brilliant. He's trusted me as soon as I came in the door. He's added confidence to my game. You know, that trust, I think that's the hardest thing to get in football. The trust, especially being young. But he's always given me advice how to play better. He always wants me to get up the pitch and get in the box and the back post and work on that side of my game. And, you know, I think at some points I've been dangerous. At some points I probably should have scored more goals. But no, I'm trying to add that to my game, and he's definitely helped me with that.
And with your teammates as well, that back line hasn't been as settled maybe as it could have been. Injuries have played such a big part in that. You've had to keep chopping and changing, not just the defence, but throughout the team at times. It feels like it has it been a frustrating season to that extent?
Yeah, it's been frustrating, but no, we've got enough players in the team. Our squad depth is brilliant, you know. Anyone who's came in has done well, and that's the way it should be. If you're the top team in the country, you know, you should have a massive squad depth. But no, it's not been frustrating in terms of boys coming in and out, because that's the use of the squad. But no, the boys have been brilliant. But of course, you want consistency in the team. But like I said, we've got us 20, 22 boys who are all willing to play and good enough to play in the starting 11. So it's been no problem.
First time talking to you, seem like a very level-headed person. Very ambitious in the game as well. I'm sort of picking that up. Yeah. Aiming for the stars. Is this a place you could see yourself staying for quite some time?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a very ambitious player and person as well. So, you know, I just want the best for my career, and I want to play as many games as I can. And definitely here is giving that platform to do that. But, you know, we'll see what happens at the end of the season.
Fair enough, understood. The cup final looks like it's selling very well. They're saying they want to try and get 11, 12,000 people in here. Would that be the biggest crowd you've played in front of? Forgive me if you've managed to exceed that.
Yeah, I think it might be, yeah, one of the biggest crowds. But no, that's the whole reason why you come to Linfield, is to play in cup finals. And what the club and the league have done trying to promote this game has been brilliant. And especially in Windsor Park, it'll be the place to be rocking. I know the two teams have got good fan bases, and you know that's the kind of games you want to watch and play in.
The Score with Michael Clark.
Which of the two new boys will be winning silverware in their first season at their new team? Good luck to both. We have two guests remaining, and let us first begin with a man who is banging in the goals. He is a crucial player for Korean Football Club, and he is Matthew Shevlin. Before we talk cup final, however, let's remember Tuesday night and the derby game against Ballymena United. They can't overlook that first, can they?
Yeah, we have a very important game against Ballymena before the cup final. So we'll not be taking the game against Ballymena lightly at all. They're a good side. They can beat anyone in the league on their day. So we'll have to conduct ourselves properly against them and hopefully get the 3 points.
always curious to know how players are finding this time of the season, because it's such a physical ask, especially part-time clubs. You're working, you're playing games midweek, you've got important matches. It's not like you can say, can I sit this one out? How are you feeling? You all in one piece?
Yeah, I'm all good. Personally, I love having games every week, every Tuesday, if it comes to it. At the end of the day, we love football. We want to be playing as football as much as we can. So, yeah, I'm loving it.
And when it comes to the responsibility of scoring goals, I know it's not something you shy away from, but how do you deal with that coming into sort of pressure games, I suppose? Is that something you relish, or are you hoping your teammates can chip in with a few extra?
It's always good if your teammates can help with the goal scoring, but you just can't really think about it too much. You can't really hope that you get the chances or hope that you can score. Just sort of take every game as it comes, and your chances will come your way, and it's just about taking them.
And when you look at your numbers this season, very impressive again. Is there anything you can put your finger on as to why it's going even better for you? Do you just feel like a better player this year?
I personally feel that last season was my breakthrough season, whereas some people might think my breakthrough season was when I was 16. But it really was last season where I was playing consistent games for the sort of the first time in my career. So I think just learning from last season, playing every week, continuing on in the pre-season and starting the season really well this season has really helped, and I'm just loving my football at the moment.
And the confidence of having the trust from your manager as well must really, really help you, give you a big boost.
Yeah, Oren's been fantastic with me. You always heard before I came to Corey, and oh, Oren's this, Oren's that, he's a great manager, but he's better than I even thought he was, better than I heard of, and he's just been great with me.
What is your assessment of the top six of the league now? Everyone has been racking their brains all season trying to figure out what way it's going to fall, and probably will continue to do that until the final game of the season. It's been competitive from the outside looking in. As a player, what have your impressions been of the other teams in and around?
The top six teams, it's a bit crazy at the moment. Anybody could beat anybody on their day, home or away. But we have a fantastic league running ahead. Any team could sort of go on and win it. Lauren are in the driving seat at the moment, so we can just see, we'll just see if they can see it out.
And after your game on Tuesday, will you be in any way worried about what the Linfield result is, or is it just focus on yourselves?
No, Tuesday I'll just be looking after ourselves, getting the 3 points, seeing if that can gain us some points on another team above us. So we'll probably look out for the result that way, but we'll not be sort of thinking about, oh, Linfield played tonight, but they play us on Sunday. So yeah, we'll be looking forward to both games.
And after last year's cup final heartache, for a neutral, one of the great cup finals, for a player, heartbreaking if you're on the Corian team. Have you recovered from that?
As you say, for the neutral, it probably was a fantastic game to watch, but for us, we were 2-0 up with 15 minutes to go, and a sort of criminal that we didn't see it out. It's hard to put your finger on what it was, maybe lack of game management, lack of experience, but we're hoping this season, we've learned from last year, if we're in that position this year, we can sort of see the game out, and our experienced players can help us through it.
And you've just recently played Linfield, the result didn't go your way, you'll be hoping Sunday's a different outcome?
Yeah, definitely. If you see the highlights of the game or the playback of the game, we were actually very good on Saturday. We had our chances, probably could have went in half time either ahead or level, and maybe a few refereeing decisions didn't go our way, but there's nothing you can do about that now. But yeah, we'll be going into the cup final knowing that we can play against Linfield very well and full of confidence.
And I said at the start of this about milestones, have you got any personal goals? I'm sure as a team, silverware, of course you're going to say that, but individually, have you an idea how many more goals you think you might have, your wee round number in your head?
I don't really like to put out targets in terms of numbers out there, but most strikers would say sort of 20 goals at the start of every season. I've exceeded that. I've exceeded the next sort of add 5 onto it, 25. So we'll see where it takes me the rest of the season.
I think he said 30. Thanks very much, Matthew.
No problem.
The Score with Michael Clark.
Well, Matthew Shevlin proved to be the key figure that helps get the job done for the Bandsiders, or maybe it'll be this man. Chris Shields is Mr. Dependable for Linfield. And something he's very good at is something that his teammates have struggled with. That's converting penalties. I'm sure they'd rather get the business done in normal time, having exited four competitions in shootouts in this campaign alone. It's something Linfield fans don't like being reminded of, but it was something I was curious to speak to Chris about. If it comes to it, I'm sure he'll step up and hit a penalty again, won't he?
Ah, of course, yeah. Look, we've not had the best luck. It's something probably weighs heavier on other people's minds than ours, but I've been in many a penalty shootout over my kind of long career now, and I've been involved in both sides, so it really is a lottery once it happens. You could take one keeper, hit a miss hit, and it can happen, but hopefully it won't be going to that anyway.
How excited do you think the squad is for the final? It's a strange one because we're talking about it a week and a bit beforehand, and you have a big game coming up, and we always say a game at a time, but here we are looking two games ahead.
Ah, you allow yourself to have a little look at finals. I think that's where it's good coming from the dressing room. We have Lexa, myself, Jimmy Callagher, of course, Jamie McGrew, Gwynny, Clarkey. These boys are well used to finals at this stage. The club is well used to them, as it's nearly expected at the start of every year. But no, you still love them, you still relish them, and the job Niffle and anyone involved has done promoting the League Cup last year and this year is second to none. So it's something you can't wait to be involved in.
How are you finding the pressure at the moment? It's, you know, make or break, some would say, next week for Linfield.
Is it? Deal with pressure. You're a professional footballer. You deal with pressure all my life. It's nothing new to me. It's more of a duck's back. You can only kind of play what's in front of you, and you have to relish these. What do you want to be doing? Sitting around looking at possibly making the playoffs for Europe, or do you want to be in there challenging for anything that's there to be challenged for? So look, the gauntlet is thrown down to us, and it's probably a week I've been looking forward to more in the season than anything else.
And if anyone is doubting, you know, a great chance to go and prove yourself against a team like Lauren, who have been very impressive, I'm sure you'll admit.
Yeah, they've been very good. They've been deservedly top of the league. You know, they've been quite good. Tiernan's he's got the formula right this year, and it's up to everyone else to try and peg them back. You know, there's still not a lot, but a fair amount of football to be played, and I think the split will probably be vital and probably will decide the league this year.
People have been dropping like flies in recent weeks. They've been unlucky with a few injuries. Young Ryan Mackay comes in, first start. Terrible injury for him, and we wish him a speedy recovery. I know he's spent quite a long time in hospital. Robbie McDade with his knee 30 seconds into the Carrick game. Crazy. It feels like it's kind of been like that. I don't know if you're much into believing about luck, but I could understand if you didn't at this point.
I know, sure, where is it? You need that rubber green for young Ryan. Everyone did feel from he was doing well in his first half hour of, you know, his first team debut here. Robbie had just come back from a hamstring injury, one or two, and then he looked to be flying 30 seconds in, and then you'd people to forget that Stevie Fallon's barely kicked the ball this year, and it looked like it could have been one of his best seasons he was going to have, considering how well he played in the European campaign and then at the start of the season. And then we have had injuries here, there, and nearly everywhere. You know, Jimmy was out maybe two long kind of chunks of a season. He's a very experienced player, very, you know, crucial to what we do. Same with Ben Hall. Like, we've had a lot of injuries, but I'm sure other teams will turn and say, look, we've had our injury problems as well. And, you know, with the squad we have, we're capable enough to deal with it. And that's where it comes in. We do need a bit of luck, and hopefully whoever's fit now or coming back from being fit can stay fit for the rest of the year.
And with the recent victory over Corrine, do you think that sets you up for the final, or do you think it'll be an entirely different game given that it is a final?
It'll probably be an entirely different game. Look, Saturday was all about getting a win against a top six side and someone who wasn't far behind us points wise, and it was a good win, professional win, kind of game management, a bit of experience showed for ourselves on Saturday. But I think it'll be a different animal on the Sunday. This place will be packed. The atmosphere might affect somebody different. It might give somebody off, could rain another G up, give them another level. You never know. Finals are finals for a reason. They're something different altogether.
And do they get any less exciting for you? You know, you've been there, done that now, Chris, but is it still something you savour, seriously?
Oh, yeah, no, this is definitely something I savour. You know, like I said, you never know when you're going to be in your last final. I wouldn't put myself out the pasture yet, but as you get older, you never know when your last one is, and you've got to relish it. And like I said, how well it's been organised, and you know the attendance figures of what it's going to be like. Look, people are saying it might break last year's record. You know, last year's League Cup final was the most attended game of the season, included the Irish Cup final. So when I was sitting home last year on the Sunday going, look, I want to be in that. I am this year, and I was saying Coleraine are obviously disappointed last year being on the, you know, the losing side, and it'll be up to ourselves to make sure that happens again, because we want to be lifting the trophy come 90, 120 minutes or penalties, whatever it has to be, we want to be the ones lifting it.
The Score with Michael Clark.
That brings us to the end of the programme. What a final that'll be next week. We'll be talking about it more on next week's show as well. My thanks to, from Linfield, David Healy, Daniel Finlayson and Chris Shields, from Coleraine, Oran Kearney, Lee Lynch and Matthew Shevlin, and Johnny Fraser of the Welders, and Chris Ramsey of Ballyclare Comrades. 8 guests in 1 hour or thereabouts. Woof, we made it, folks. What a show. Thank you for your company. We'll be back next week to do it all again. But until then, all that remains to be said is enjoy your weekend of sport. Bye-bye.